Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister Arturo Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving in your life, that your faith muscle has been building, that you're able to handle things that you never thought you could be able to handle, that you're becoming stronger in your day-to-day, that you're becoming stronger in your daily battles that you have. And I know the devil tries to come at you in every way, and we know that no matter what we go through, that God's still going to be with us. I truly believe that your muscle of faith has been getting stronger, and you've been getting better at it. I ask you today that you just push everything aside and let God take control of the situation that you're in right now. I know we ain't started yet, but God, I'm here right now to tell you that I'm ready to go in this thing. I want you to understand that no matter what happens, that Jesus has the final say-so. He's the one that has everything in the palm of his hands. He can place all the stars in the sky. Imagine what he can do in your life when you give everything to him. This week's episode is Into the Storm. I need you to text somebody today. I need you to post it out there somewhere today to say, Into the Storm, our Jesus is with us. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians 4. So we get into scripture, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Our Father, we come seeking your mercy today, your righteousness. We ask you for forgiveness, that you redeem us, that you allow us to grow stronger in your word today. And no matter what troubles may come our way, God, we know that you are with us in every aspect. With every step that we take, we know that you're right here with us. You are a merciful God, and we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see storms, that you're with us in the storms. We ask that you just lift us up today, God, that we were better than we were yesterday. Will not come in and win. He will not send a hook or a crook. They were able just to go with you to find peace in this storm and in the mess that we're in. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm excited. I know I say it every week, and you know, but I truly am to see what God has been doing. Families and in our life, and I just want to take a step. I just want to take a second before we get into the word, and just say that no matter what comes of anything in your life, no matter how dark it may seem, Jesus is right there with you. Sometimes we need to be set back and we need to sit down. And sometimes that we just need to separate ourselves a little bit from everything else so that we have a more intimate time and relationship with Jesus. Because when we step back into something, when we step back into a relationship, when we step back into what Jesus has called us to be in, we're going to become bigger and better and stronger, because that's what we need. Sometimes you have to be sat down so that when you get back into it, you're able to be the better version of yourself that you were when you went into it. I know someone to preach already. I'm already preaching this before I even read this thing. And this is where we have to understand a couple of things. I know it's hard to deal with. I know it's hard to be away from that loved one. I know it's hard to not be able to put your hand all around it. But Jesus says, I need you to wait just a little bit, because I need to make you stronger so that when you're into it and when you get back into this, you're better than when you were. I know that's hard for us a lot. I know it's hard for me personally that I need to sit back sometimes and just take a breath and say, okay, God, I know that you're in control of this. I want you to feed me and fill me up, because I know this is what I need from you right now. I want to get into scripture. It's going to be 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 10. And then we're going to jump down to 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. And then we're going to do verses 16 through 18. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. I want you to give an amen, because you know what he brought you out of today. Well, I'm gonna get into this right now. God's word speaks this, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. It says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Verse 16 says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the trouble we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will be gone, will soon be gone. But things we cannot see will last forever. This is the word of God, and all people, and God's people say amen. I want to go back unto verse 8 real quick, and I want to break this down just a little bit. It says, we are pressed by every side of troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. What we're talking about here and what Jesus is bringing to the forefront is that we may be going through a whole lot of these storms that we're in. And you may be getting hit from every side that you're in. But Jesus says, no matter how much it's pressed against you, no matter how many shots that you are taking, no matter how many times they keep bringing charge after charge after charge, no matter how many times you get cussed out, no matter how many times you get hit, no matter how many times did you feel like you can't go another step, no matter how much it seems, how much dark it gets, you may be getting dark all the way around. You may not be able to see a light, but Jesus says, we're not driven to despair because the light is always with you. He's going to tell you right here that we are not crushed. We may be perplexed. I mean, what happens is you're going through the storm. You know, I mean, you're going to be in this storm. You're going to be into this mix. You're going to get things pretty hot and heavy. This weight that you have is going to get pretty heavy. But my Jesus says that no matter what you do, we are not driven to despair. We're able to go higher with this. No matter, we are able to sit there and go like, Jesus, I know I'm going through it right now. I know my life may not look the best the way it needs to look, but I know that you have me in the palm of your hand. I know that no matter what I go through, you got me covered. I know I feel like that tightening in my chest. I know I may feel some anxiety. I know the depression that I have been fighting for so long has becoming better, but I feel it creeping back into my life. I feel like I'm going to get depressed right now, God. And Jesus says, no matter how may you feel, I'm right here with you. Don't let it drive you down deep. We have gotten better in that aspect of it. We have gotten better. The depression, anxiety has not taken you so far. God says, I need you to understand that no matter how crushed you may feel, and no matter how much pressure you may have on you right now, I know you're going through some things right now. I don't mean to come at you in this type of way, but I'm going to tell you this right now. No matter how bad it gets, Jesus is still the one that has the final say so on this outcome. Gotten you away from the drugs. He's gotten you away from the pills. He's gotten you away from the alcohol. He's gotten you away from all your vices that you used to run to. And now you're sitting here saying, God, I need to go back to these things because that's where I feel comfortable at. And Jesus says, no, you don't. Don't feel that despair. Don't let that devil come in. We sit here and preach and teach about how Jesus has got you covered. Trust him in this process that you're in right now. Trust him right now that no matter what you go through, no matter how bad it may seem, do not let that devil come into your life. Let Jesus take complete control of the situation. You may feel that pressure, but in this pressure, the diamond is going to come. Molding you to be better. You have to get uncomfortable in order to be comfortable. You have to go and do the work that it takes to be comfortable, but you have to go through this discomfort. And I know that's the hardest thing for us to do as people and of God's children is to be uncomfortable because we don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Sitting there and admitting that I have an attitude at times, that I'm ugly to people at times, that I don't say the right things at times. It's very uncomfortable for us to admit this, but we have to admit it. We have to address the issues that we have in front of us so that we're able to be better and to be stronger. I can't go into the gym and work on a weak body part and expect for everything else to get stronger. That weak body part's gonna hold me back. I have to go and be very mindful of what I'm doing on that weak body part. Whatever that weak body part may be for you today is what we need to work on. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. And I'm going to stop it right there. We are hunted down. That means people come at you in every way. The devil knows how to attack you. He knows how to get you out and bring you down to his level. He knows how to hit you where it hurts. He knows how to get you out of walking with Jesus. He knows how to get you out and get you back in a depression state of mind. He knows how to get your anxiety right back where you're not relying on Jesus anymore. He knows that he knows how to attack in every way. We are getting hunted down. He is that roaring lion. But I'm telling you right now, no matter how loud that lion may roar, my Jesus is bigger and better than that. He's got you completely surrounded. He's not going to let anything come at you. Yeah, it's going to come at you. And the word says that yes, every weapon that is formed shall not prosper. I mean, the weapon is coming. I mean, but God's got a shield for you. He's got something that's going to cover you. No matter what you go through, my Jesus is right here with you. He's going to make you stronger and make you better in the problem that you are in. I understand that we are into this storm, but the storm is what makes you better. You have to go into the storm to make it better. We are not going to run from it anymore. We're going to head right on into it. We are a storm chaser now. I mean, we are going to go right on through it. And yes, when we go through it, it's going to hurt. It's not going to feel the exact best way. But I'm telling you right now, we are going to go into the storm. And while you are in the middle of the storm, you're going to rely on Jesus to take care of it. He says that he will not abandon you. That you may get knocked down. Your life may hit you right square in the mouth. And you may take a fall. But my Jesus says, I'm right here with you on this canvas. And I need you to lift your right back up. Because I'm going to show you something right now. You are stronger than what they said you were in the birth. People say that you weren't worth nothing. People said you'll never amount to anything in your life. But my God says right here, right now, that I got something bigger and better for you right now. I'm going to show you right now that no matter how mad you may go, how low you may go, I'm right here with you. I'm going to walk you through this storm, that this storm will not kill you. This storm will only make you better. Yes, you will feel some raindrops. Yes, you will feel some wind. But my Jesus is right here saying that we're going to continue to keep on walking. We're going to continue to keep on moving. And no matter what happens, my Jesus is right there with you. He's going to move in that direction in your life. We are in the storm. suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also in our bodies. The old us, the old me has to die in order for me to be renewed and to do something new. That old me has to die. The old attitude, the old negativity, all that old bitterness, that old hurt has to die in order for you to go higher. This is what Jesus did when he went to the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus. When he went to the cross for us, he died for our sins. He died for the old us. And right there, we leave it. We leave everything at his feet and say, God, the old me needs to die so that I can be renewed and live a different life. When people say that you walk different, that you talk different, oh man, there's something different about that man. There's something different about that woman. When you're walking through the school and people say, oh man, that kid's different. He's that light. She's that light. When you're walking through the neighborhood and people see that's they the ones. They different. Walk with joy in their life. They walk with a little bit of pep in their step because they know that Jesus is right there with them. And I know that's hard for some people to understand because right now this storm is ugly and it's dirty and it's grimy. But in this grimy and this dirty is where we're going to come out clean on the other side. That no matter what happens to us, that Jesus is going to be right there. This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. And if you believe me, going down to 2 Corinthians verses 16, it tells you right there, for our present troubles are small and they won't last very long. This temporary situation is just temporary. This problem that you have is just temporary. And what we need to focus on is Jesus. Because life is eternal. We're going to live through him forever. No matter what we go through, we know we have our Jesus. The Bible tells you, yet they produce us for the glory, for the vastly outweighs them and will last forever. We don't look at the trouble we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. That what he's telling you is we need to get away from our troubles and we fix our focus on Jesus. Fix our focus on God and what he's doing. We fix our focus that God is moving in our life. We need to fix it. Don't worry about the problem that you're in right now. Don't worry about this. And I know it's hard for you to understand that right now, but I need you to understand that this problem that you are is just temporary. What you are, the storm is just temporary. And what you need to be focused on is Jesus. He's the one that says, I got you covered in the palm of my hand. I made you in your mother's room when you were in it. When you were sitting in that jail cell, I was making you bigger and better. But since you didn't understand that right there in time, I need you to go through this storm. And when you go through this storm, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to bring you out better than you went into it. I know that you need to understand a couple of things right quick. I know you're taking some body shots. I know you're getting hit. I know that you feel like you can't go another step. But I'm telling you right now, you need to take another step with Jesus. You need to put one foot in front of the other. You need to get down on your knees and say, God, I need you in my life. I mean, I don't look where I may be right now, God, but I need you in my life. I need you to come up in there that's with me, God. I feel like I'm being knocked down, God. I need you to lift me up, Jesus. You went to the cross, God, and that's where I found you. I found you in my darkest spot, God. I found you when I didn't think I could find anybody, God. When my world seemed so dark, I couldn't see around, but I saw the light, God, and you were right there. You were holding me closely and tightly, God. And this is what I need. You know, justice system, no record check, no matter what happens, God, you are complete control and we give everything to you. You're the one that dropped the charges. You're the one that brought me out this storm. And no matter how many storms that go through my life, I will continue to fix your name on the Holy Spirit, the love that you have for me, the grace and the peace. You are our Savior. You're the one that can make the angels sing. You're the one that can move the mountains in our life. You're the one that make everybody's knees bow. You're the one, God, that the light that brings into this world. You are the one, God, that no matter what we go through, we know that we can count on you. Your friends will leave you. Your family will leave you. But God will still right there be with you. He will sit there and move the mountains in your life because he knows what you need to do in your life right now. He knows he's be able to do something new in you. For the things we see now will be gone soon. But the things we cannot see will last forever. These problems will fade away. The storm will pass. But Jesus will always be right there. And that's what we got to fix. And that's what we have to fix our sight on, is Jesus. Not the problem and not the storm anymore. We have to fix. We have to get our eyes fixed on Jesus. When you look up and you throw your hands up and say, God, I need you. There's a reason why he has you look up. That's where living is. When you look down, that's where death is. You have to continue to look up and say, God, no matter what I go through, I know that you're with me. And I'm here right now fighting this fight because I know that you're in my corner. Tell me what combinations to throw and how much I can do because I know that you're with me. We're going to work on our weaknesses so that they become our strengths. And we're able to go to different things. And we know that you have us covered. And the Bible says, but you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. And the reason why he's telling you to hold your head high, because you are better than what you think you are. You are stronger than what you think you are. You're able to do more than you thought you were able to do. Into the storm that you go, but we come better out on the other side of it. We're going to be these storm chasers, where we're going to step through this storm. And people are going to be like, I didn't even know you went through that. I didn't know you were struggling. I didn't even know. Because we put the praise upon our lips. Because we don't go out there telling our business to everybody. We tell it to the one that can make a difference. Come on now. Don't get quiet on me now. Don't change your tune on me now. We don't go out and tell everybody our business. We go to the one that can do something about it. We go to the one that says, I will make the sun rise or the sun set. I'm the one that said, that doctor may have said something, but I'm going to show you what I can do. He's in the miracle working business. And when he says that, when he speaks life into something, it will come to life. The death, the tomb cannot hold him. The cross couldn't hold him. No matter how much you may get persecuted and get crushed right now, God says, I got you covered in every aspect of this. I am bigger than your problems. Say that with me one time, because I don't think you caught it the first time. He is bigger than your problems. He's able to do something different in your life that no one else thought they could do. There ain't no relationship like Jesus. Ain't no love like Jesus. For that, I have to say thank you, God. Thank you for loving me when I couldn't love myself. For fixing the relationship that I thought I could do by my own. Thank you for stepping in and thank you for sending me into the storm when I didn't expect to go through a storm. But the storm was a blessing in my life. The storm was a blessing in my life and I am better because I went through it. Thank you for making me uncomfortable. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you. Show me the love and that caring that you have for me. That you didn't leave me in this storm. I give you all the thanks and all the praise, God, for today. I know where I may not be right now where I want to be at. I know our family may be going through right now, but I thank you for that because we are not dead today. We're still breathing life, so I still have a chance to be better. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, as Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know who brought me out of the mess I was in. I know who brought me out of the storm that I was in. Wasn't a Facebook post. It wasn't a famous quote by somebody, but by the love that Jesus had for me. My intimate relationship with Jesus brought me out of the storm. And by that, I give thanks and praise to God. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this word that you brought, God. And no matter what storm we may be going through, God, we know that you're with us in every aspect of it. I know that you can move mountains and take a broken heart and heal it and heal scars. And for that, God, I want to give you thanks, praise, and glory. And in your holy name, we pray. Amen. I thank you. I thank you and I thank you. Every week, it's a privilege to come and join as a family of God. And I just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. For praise and prayer requests, please text 208-906-9742. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. No matter what storm you are in your life, Jesus has the final say-so. He has the final outcome. And no matter what you may go through, God says, I got you covered. You will not be crushed. You will not be driven to despair. Rely on me and let me lift you up. And in your holy name, God, we got to give you praise and glory. Until next week, Lord willing. Be blessed, stay blessed. Into the storm we go.